thought for today. A person with big dreams is powerful. A person with big dreams is powerful. A person with little dreams is powerful too. And they get the dreams that they think about. I'd like to go to the show. That's a little dream. And you don't ask people to go. You just say, I'd like to go to the show, to yourself. And then visualize yourself going to the show. And lo and behold, you're invited. Ellen said she called down here to tell me that we were going to have a meeting up at the house. And of course, I don't answer the telephone down here because the telephone is not for me. And I don't like to stick my nose into the telephone every time it rings. But in the process, we found out that Faith had called. And she called last night about something apparently important to her, and she wants me to call her back. And apparently it's not too terribly important, because I didn't need to call her right back. We needed to call some 800 number on the East Coast, which was more important than calling Faith right back, because that was the call that also came in on that. And so, a person with big dreams is powerful. Do you have big dreams ever? Yes. Do you ever have dreams of things? Now, for instance, if I had said there was a call from Diego or Mariella, zoom, would answer that call in no time. And it's all a matter of values. A person with big dreams is powerful. You say, Herb, what's this telephone call stuff got to do with a person with big dreams is powerful? Well, what is our big dream? What is our desire for ourselves? I got a call from Martin, and Martin is a terrific guy, terrific one of our friends, and he is going through a dilemma. And the dilemma he's going through is a dilemma called manipulation. And this is a dilemma that we all go through, and sometimes our dreams get sidetracked because of the dilemma, and sometimes they never get to manifest themselves. In other cultures of the world, they have what's called voodoo. They have what's called black magic and all sorts of other things. And these are quite common. In the Caribbean islands, voodooism is very common. In Guyana, it's very common. Throughout all of Africa and South America, it's very common. And to an innocent child, it has no power. There's no power whatsoever. However, if the innocent child is told by someone who gives it power that it has power, then it has power. And that power is so powerful that it will destroy the other person. Now, its intention and purpose is not to destroy another person. It is merely to manipulate another person, to control another person. However, when it's a little child or an innocent consciousness, it is so overwhelming that it sometimes draws our attention to it very powerfully. And in the process, we can be overwhelmed by them. I studied Buddhism, Voodooism in the Caribbean and in South America and Africa, and am slightly aware of it. You're never fully aware of it, but slightly aware of it. And it is a common practice when someone doesn't get their own way in those cultures to practice that. And that can be done with a doll with his name for the person. They take pins and stick it in the doll, and the person receives tremendous pains. But you see, first the person has to know that things are happening to them. First they have to know that they're being manipulated, they're being controlled. And you can't tell them that they're being controlled. You just have to say to them, oh, there's a power bigger than you are that's in effect on this here, and that is what's controlling you, and that's what's doing these things. And then you say it a number of times, and pretty soon you believe it. It's not that it has any power. It's that you give it power. So, a person with big dreams is powerful, because the person with big dreams knows the power he has. Now, he can exercise the power he has for his big dreams in the quietness of his own being and come up with some pretty important responses. But when he comes up with the power of his being and mentions it to other people, and mentions it, what it might be to other people, not too much, just a little bit, just to titillate their consciousness with it, then interesting things happen, because the other people, whoever they may be, are getting all sorts of vibrations. They're getting all sorts of attitudes. Now, if I say to you, boy, it sure is a muggy day today. It's the kind of day that gives you a headache. Kind of day that makes you feel very uncomfortable. Or, boy, it's a very dry day today, like a Santana day. It's the kind that gives you a bad headache. Kind that makes you feel uncomfortable. I could name anything I wanted to, and it might have no relevance to truth, no relevance to what's actually going on. It's just what I want to name. And you take it, and you run with it. And you're manipulated by it, and you're controlled by it. You see, this is what happens with people. A person with big dreams is powerful because he keeps it to himself. He does not tell anybody else what his dreams are, because if he tells anybody else what his dreams are, they're liable to get in there with their dreams, with their attitudes, and change it. Or they're liable just to come in and say, oh, you got it. Man, that is a great dream. That is fantastic. Oh, I think that's just so wonderful. You know, no one has ever accomplished it. So you'll be one of the first to accomplish it. And nobody has ever been very happy when they accomplished it. Because there's something like the mummy's curse that comes up when you accomplish something like that. Mummy's curse? What is that? You know, doesn't have to be anything. Be anything you want to think it to be, or say it to be, or just the innuendo that you want to give it. And that's what the person is going to dwell upon. And then you've got control of the person, because they think that's what's going to happen. They believe that's what's going to happen. Now, what do you believe is going to happen? What do you believe is going to happen about your big, powerful dream that you have for yourself? What is your dream for yourself? Sylvie told us a story, and I kind of think it was a true story, that someone had related to her. And so she had to tell it the way she heard it, instead of telling it in her own creative imagination, which would have been, you know, always the best way to go. But sometimes when we try to tell things, just like Ingeborg, when she was telling her story, and she was saying, but that's what happened, but that's what happened, but that's what happened. And it made the story very uninteresting and unbelievable. because that's what happened. And actually, truth is stranger than fiction. It may have been what actually happened, but it doesn't fit in with the program. It doesn't fit in with the type of thing that we're talking about. A person with big dreams is powerful because a person with big dreams, you can be sure, keeps it to themselves. They don't tell anybody else about their dream. They don't tell anybody else about their program, their plan, their desire. They merely keep it in themselves and then bring it forth. This is a very true thing. A very true thing. Can you keep in yourself your dream, whatever the dream may be? Can you keep it in yourself and let it manifest and let it come forth? I wonder if you can. I wonder if you can, because I know each of you have had many wonderful dreams, big dreams, and they did not come true. Exoneration is a dream that you had. It did not come through. Well, it can't come through because you're fighting it. If you were just to take it as a simple statement and nothing more important than following what your heart says, it'd be true a long time ago. But because you're fighting it, because you find it inconceivable that it could work out easily and nicely, you don't practice it. Ellen said, Alias is alive. But she didn't believe it. Because if she had believed it and practiced it, she'd have shut up about it, not said anything to anybody. It was on her heart, in her mind. And she would have accomplished it. And you were Snuggles. You would like to have seen him alive. But you let the story get out and let the thing get around, and you did not keep it to yourself. If you had kept it to yourself and gone into your meditation, any one of you, gone into your meditation, disappeared for a day or two if necessary, and just gone into your meditation, it would have been manifest for you. Why? Why not? Why so? Because you are the master. You're the creator of your world. But no, you always got to get out there and tell other people about it. You always got to say, well, it's logical that it should be the other way. And logic and truth has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Did Jesus tell us about the lost will be found? If you've lost one sheep, and you got all the rest of them, the 99, you go out looking for that one sheep. And how do you know where to look? It's the wind is blowing, the rain is coming down, and there's all sorts of hiding places, not hiding places, but places where the sheep can be to protect himself from the elements. How do you know where to find him? It's impossible to find him. You cannot find him. It is impossible. But you walk right to him. When you know that this is your choice, you walk right to him. And so it is. A person with big dreams is powerful when they keep it to themselves, when they keep it in their heart. Oh, you're going to have other opportunities. You're going to have other opportunities to demonstrate, to bring back the dead, so to speak, to heal, to manifest abundance, to manifest anything you want to do. You're going to have lots of opportunities, but they're not going to work so long as you think you've got to reach out and get some help. Reach in and get some help. Reach in yourself in quietness and in peace. Go to the presence within and watch how it happens. You're going to have it every time working out in the outer exactly like you want it to. Exactly like you want it to. And how you want it to, you don't want it to work. Because you have this inconceivable idea that it just cannot be, and yet it must be, and it cannot, and it must. You fight with yourself. Don't. Don't. If you want to know something, just go within yourself and say, I know this answer. And then say it. But if you go, Oh, what is this answer? Oh, what part of my brain should I look at? My right, my left, my here, my there? How should I find the answer? Oh, God, how should I find the answer? Well, you're cutting yourself off. Just let go. I think of telling you a lot of things in my talks, words that I'm used to using quite commonly, and the word just slips away and it's gone. Well, when I stop thinking about it and I go on talking, the word comes, poof. Where were you when I wanted you, you know? Where were you when I wanted you? Well, nice to give you a little run for your money now and then, you know? I like to play games with you. Well, do you play games with yourself? Do you give yourself a run for your money too? A person with big dreams is powerful, really powerful. What kind of dreams do you want? Think about it. Think about it. Do you believe in yourself enough that you don't have to go to every prayer group in the world to pray for your daddy who is needing prayer? Yeah? Yeah. How far did you go? I get letters all the time from people, and they said they went to Unity, and they went to Religious Science, and they went to the Catholic Church. And went. I say, hey, that's wonderful. But did you go within yourself? Did you go within yourself? Then don't worry about the other things. It won't work. It won't work unless we go within ourselves. And when we go within ourselves, a person with big dreams is powerful. That's where truth is. That's where right action is. That's where everything is. But we have the tendency to look outside, and it's always on the inside. We have the tendency to look beyond ourselves for our good, and it's always right there in our lap. We want to treat for freedom, for exoneration, for this, that, and the other thing. And we're outwardly, God help me, God help me, God help me. You know, your hand is reaching out, clawing the universe, trying to bring in the power. And the power is within us. The power is within us. It's a matter of releasing it. Letting it go, releasing it. Yeah, yeah, like that. Take a big breath and release it. And when you release it, then you let it take place. But when you struggle with it, when you fight with it, when you think, God, if it could only be so, then you have all sorts of problems. You have all sorts of problems. Thought for today, a person with big dreams is powerful. A person with big dreams is powerful. Are you a person with big dreams, and are you powerful? I think you are. Time will tell. I love you.